If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Today, we're talking about the psychology behind consumerism, how to minimize anxiety, embrace the giving part of our lives. Are you tired of feeling like overwhelmed by negativity? Let's all discover how shifting our perspective can change our lives. What if the key to your happiness and less anxiety lies into giving rather than getting? So let's come along and join us as we explore this transformative journey. And again, if you're feeling stuck in the consumer trap, consumer of the mind, let's learn how to break free and embrace a fulfilling provider, a provider mindset instead of the consumer mindset. From consumer to provider, shifting perspectives for well-being. Welcome, my friends. This is Nick Jensen here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. Today, we're going to have a chat about the consumer to provider. Let's look at this on a different level. So welcome again to today's episode of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, Anxiety Talks podcast, wherever you're hearing this from. I'm your host, Nick Jansen. Let's get on the top of all this now. And today we're diving deep in the fascinating topic, the consumer provider concept, and how we can shift from being more consumers are becoming better providers in our lives. Think about this shift. Not only this shift minimizes anxiety, but also enhances our well-being. Let's unpack the psychology behind this today. Friends, the consumer mindset often leads us to feeling overwhelmed and anxious, filling up the mind on a conscious level, especially when we're constantly bombarded by negative messages and external pressures. So, what's happening psychologically when we actually adapt this consumer mentality? We take this on board. We take it all on board. We don't even know we're doing it. So let's put a bit of light to this question. So when we actually identify as consumers, unfortunately, this identification is is actually can be, we have some say in it, okay? But as long as we identify ourselves as consumers, we see that, we become aware that we are nothing more than consumers. And as we often rely on external successes for our happiness and for them, ever notice that? Like, you know, we always trying to get validation, trying to get love from others, trying to do things from the external perspective rather than it's all inside internal. And happiness, my friends, lays inside of us, not outside of us. And if we can tap into this, it's real gold. So this can lead to feelings of inadequacy once we look at things from external, and inadequacy and anxiety, especially when we perceive ourselves as falling short or always judging ourselves of sort of social expectations, you know, our self-worth, you know, becomes tied to what we consume. You know, be it products, experiences, or even information. I want to do this because I feel like I'm not worth it. Or if I don't go on this trip here, and they have, my friends have, oh, I don't feel that. Like, I wish I could. This word, wish, coulda, shoulda, really is a self-judgment kind of journey. We don't want to go there. And as and with the rise of this social media also, let's talk to that a bit, where we're exposed to so much endless streams of negativity. This can create a vicious cycle in our lives where we consume more to escape our feelings. So whatever, we're always avoiding something, so we always go into something. As soon as our, you know, something's been triggered in us, you know, we look for that escapism, and whether it be in movies, whether what it is for you. Yet that very consumption can increase our anxiety, right? Sometimes we have to sit back and say, wow, is this the right thing for me to do right now? So how, the question is now, how do we break free from this cycle of anxious thoughts and consumerisms, right? What do we do to break free? Well, my friends, I believe one effective way is to cultivate a provider mindset. This actually means like focusing, ability to focus on what you can give as a giver rather than what you can get. We have to take this mentality of always trying to get, all right? Get to something, get from something. Come into a different mindset where we become the giver. Now let's look at, you know, for instance, instead of viewing social media as a platform for consumption, you know, we can get trapped there. We can keep scrolling before you know it, your hours are gone by, you are in so much tense communication with the screens, and, you know, time just seems to fly. You actually disappear. You leave yourself from your body, and you just tend to go somewhere where we shouldn't be going, right? Just think about it. Next time you're scrolling through, right, Facebook or whatever, right? Feel the addiction, right? Feel that lostness. You've lost yourself in there somewhere, right? Instead of being aware of what's going on and limiting our time on it. And we have to start thinking of it as an opportunity to share our knowledge, right? You know, the experiences, or even, you know, support others. Yeah, let's stop being such a consumer, you know, in consumption. Friends, when we shift our focus to providing, you know, to becoming the provider and providing or giving, we start to feel more empowered in our lives. Have you ever noticed that when you actually help someone out, right? Sometimes you love it, but you can't stop yourself from wanting to help. Maybe one of our listeners here, maybe you've actually come through the other side of anxiety, right? And you can't help yourself helping others, because you are taking, empowering the opportunity of a provider mindset. A helper, all right? Provide. This is energetic. I know it involves a lot of energy to help someone, and sometimes we get in trouble from helping. I understand that. But still, I like to take the opportunity, about you, but I like to take the opportunity to share my knowledge, experience, and to support others.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
No matter what. Like I'm providing a podcast here, I'm actually sharing myself. I'm sharing my knowledge, right? I am becoming a provider. I had to consume the information first, I get it, but then I needed to provide another podcast for you guys. So, you know, again, helping someone alleviate their anxiety and the stress levels, and hopefully that someone is listening that could help is kind of, you know, maybe can help them too. Change their mindset into becoming a provider rather than consumer. Friends, when we shift our focus to providing, we actually start to feel more empowered, more comfortable. We get more energy in life. You've noticed that, right? This means that we ignore our... it doesn't mean that we ignore our needs, right? It's about finding the balance. This can be as simple as like volunteering somewhere. I think that one of the best ways to forget about ourselves, get out of our own, you know, and go and help somebody else, maybe in a voluntary, you know, situation. Friends, once again, if you've overcome anxiety, overcome your stresses, and you know what's working for you, there's a whole world waiting for you to hear from you. I'm also looking for others who are prepared to provide some information to our listeners and happy to do a podcast. And if you can volunteer some of your time, by all means, reach out to me. Happy to do another podcast and about your life, how you overcome your anxiety and sharing your talents or even just, you know, anyway. So hope someone reaches out to that. So now, friends, sharing your talents or even just being a good listener for someone in need is perfectly all something we need to do. And that's fine. Perfect. Just listening sometimes. You know, we become the provider. And people do have that. And you can satisfy someone's need. Some people just need to be listened to. You know, a problem shared is a problem halved. So yesterday we did something, Are You Okay? Here in Australia. Into our last podcast was Are You Okay? So sometimes we just need to be the listener and allow others to check in and just provide support. And now, going back to our podcast, and this will create the shift in perspective and can really reduce someone's anxiety, yours or others around you, right? So when we feel we're contributing to something greater than ourselves, it fosters a sense of purpose and connectiveness. This wonderful connecting, it helps us build resilience against negativity. It's all about how much negativity are we consuming or exposed to in our lives today? Because we're not just passively consuming. We don't want to be just consumers. We want to change that. We're actively engaging, right? Friends, I believe this is a powerful takeaway for anyone, our listeners here, right? What are some of these actionable steps that you can take here to start this transition from consumer to provider? I think the best way to start is to first practice gratitude. Always be thankful. You know, when you look at yourself, you know, you've got five fingers, five toes, legs, you know, you're functional, you're mobile. You know, we're mobile. We have the opportunity. We have a lot of things that we can do, right? We forget about, stuff like that, don't we? So let's start with being just grateful, grateful practice, gratitude. The more we get to be grateful, the more we are grateful for other things. So just be able to, practice this. Friends, acknowledging what you have, right, and consider how you can share it with the world. Let us make a mental list or even a physical list here, right? You go to questions like asking, start writing things, what am I good at? What do I love doing? Now, how can I share this gift with others, my gift? Right? So it doesn't have to be about monetary stuff. It just, what can you do? As I mentioned earlier, a good way is to get out of ourselves and somewhere else in to help someone else. A voluntary position is a way good way to start. Yes, it will be challenging. We'll be challenged here because nothing wants to be changed. There was I love watching movies. There was a great quote in a recent movie, in the movie called Kneecap. It's an Irish movie out there at the moment. It says, nothing gets done unless I do it. Your willpower, so this is like our willpower. Your willpower will get you through it. Just a bit, just will it. Secondly, my friends, limit your consumption on negative media. Now, curate your feeds to include, include lots of lifting and educational content up there. And lastly, engage in community activities where you can provide help and support to others. So these are a few empowering suggestions. However, it's about making small changes over time. We can do this slowly. Small increments equals big changes. Let's take the step. So becoming more of a provider, my friends, we not only enhance our own well-being, but also positively impact those around us. Carry our energy through, right? If we've got the energy in us, that's meant to be shared, right? So friends, I just want to thank you for joining us today. Now, we hope you feel inspired to shift your mindset from a consumer to a provider. I hope this has touched someone out there. So let's all continue this journey together. And remember, the power to change starts with you. Take care and keep providing. If you have enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe, like us on YouTube, passes from podcasting anywhere you hear us, like a podcasting host, platforms. So this is Nick Jens for Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Blessing, my friends, calmness, abundance in your day. From anxiety to empowerment, become the provider in your life. Until next time, goodbye, my friends. Namaste.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.